Getting a new place with your college roommates, and it comes with a Civil War ghost?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we would really like to hear it. So you can call in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com and you can hear your story on the show. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you can get advanced episodes as well, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Go through Apple Podcasts if you want to do that. You can try it 3 days free that way. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And I, thinking back to my college days, I think getting a new place with my college roommates would have been awesome, but coming with a Civil War ghost, I'm not so sure about that part. Because in college, like, all my places were cheap, so you had to get as many roommates as you could that could fit into your place. Or you lived with a place that was falling apart. I remember, heck, I wasn't even in college anymore, and I had a place that was falling apart, and the ceiling literally fell in the kitchen. And I called the landlord, and he's like, "What did you do to it?" I'm like, "How would I knock the ceiling in?" Like, okay, thanks.
Yeah, we used to like move twice a semester just because we found some place that was $25 a month cheaper.
Yeah, and then you had to pay the $200 deposit back then.
We weren't maybe the brightest, but you know.
Okay, here is the story. It's kind of a two-parter. Starts with a story about her dad first. My first story is about something that happened to my father. He recently passed away, but this story was the first time I'd ever heard about the possibility of paranormal beings. My dad was a Boy Scout back in his day, and ever so often they would go on camping trips in various locations. One year when he was about 10 years old, the camping site they visited was also the landmark of a well-known Civil War battleground. At that time, the boys thought nothing of it, did their Boy Scout routine, and eventually went to sleep in their tents. Around 5 a.m. that morning, as the sun was just beginning to rise, my dad woke up and needed to use the bathroom. Since they were on a campground, there weren't any man-made bathrooms around, so my dad decided to walk down to the closest stream, which was about 100 feet away from the campsite. In his groggy state of mind, he stumbled down to the stream and began to use the bathroom. When he looked up, he saw a man, somewhat hazy from the morning fog, standing a little way down the stream. This man was missing a leg and seemed to be dressed in Civil War battle attire. Slightly startled, I would have been all the way startled, my dad called to him and said, "Hello?" He received no answer. The man just continued to stand there, looking out on the stream, not moving and not speaking. Eventually, when my dad had finished his business, he looked away from the strange man to find his path back to the campsite. When he looked over his shoulder again, as he headed back to his tent, the man had disappeared without a sound. He was convinced that this man was an apparition of a deceased Civil War soldier, and I'm curious to see what you think of this happening. I think that's absolutely what he saw.
I do too.
I think those Civil War battlefields, when you think about the all of the things, the terror, the emotion, the pain, the, you know, just all of the emotions that would go with being on a battlefield, just think about that energy that would be there. I could see how things would stick around.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I went on to Gettysburg and did the whole
show off
tour of it. Yeah, I know. It was so great. You've got to do it. Mm-hmm. And they talked about that. Like, a lot of people see, you know, they will have these apparitions. And, you know, I think you're right. I think that it's such a traumatic event, what happened there, that I could, you know, see it be hard to leave. Like, you know, it happened right there, and that's where your spirit is staying until there's some sort of resolution for you. I just find that absolutely, I agree. I think he totally could have seen something there.
And this just popped into my head as you were talking. I think, you know, when you pass, if you have unfinished business here, I think that could tie you to a place. Think about all of those men who had unfinished business. not just unfinished mm-hmm. business on the battlefield, because they're in the middle of a war. You never got to say goodbye to anybody. I can't imagine.
You know, and sometimes these battles happen in heavily wooded areas, and they might not have even found everyone to bury them properly.
Right.
You know, to have some sort of final that rites for them.
So the story continues. My second story is something that directly happened to me. When I was in my final year of college, I moved to an old house in Fredericksburg, Virginia, with three other girls. If you don't know much about Fredericksburg, and I don't, it is quite famous for the most disastrous attack of the Civil War. Oh my goodness, this gives me goosebumps. With over 17,000 mm-hmm. casualties in the Battle of Fredericksburg. 17,000. One of the most famous landmarks of this battle is called Mary's Heights. And the house I lived in was on Mary Street. So as you can imagine, the house was built right on top of the battleground. Anyway, after I moved in, I started to notice little things happening around our house that I couldn't explain. My air conditioner was a window unit that had a physical button you had to press to turn it on and off. There were no automatic settings. I would always turn it off when I left the house to save on our energy bill, but I would constantly come home to the window unit being on full blast AC. I would ask my roommates if they'd turned it on, and every time they had either not been home or not been in my room. I found this odd, but brushed it off as me being forgetful. I would probably be the same way, like, God dang, I keep thinking I'm turning that off. A few months into living in the house, we all decided to get a kitten. She was very sweet and would always come into my bedroom and want to play with me. As she grew older, she got into the habit of hiding under my bed while I was getting ready for class and pawing at my feet as I walked around my bed. My blankets covered my bed all the way to the floor, so all I would see is this little paw sticking out trying to play with my feet. One day, as I was getting ready, I sat on my bed and one of my blankets started being pulled onto the floor. I immediately thought it was our kitten stuck in my blanket and accidentally pulling it with her. When I went to try to help her get unstuck, she was nowhere to be found. I checked my entire room for her and couldn't find her anywhere. My door was closed this entire time, and it would have been impossible for her to get out of the room. When I went upstairs to ask my roommate if she had seen the kitten, she said the kitten had been upstairs with her the entire morning. This spooked me a good bit, but I still tried to brush it off as my blanket just being heavy and falling on its own. I guess you got to tell yourself the things you need to hear.
You do.
Right? As I decorated my room throughout the year, I had some unexplained hooks on my ceiling that I didn't know what to do with. Eventually, I decided to hang some paper lanterns from them to make good use of them. So ever so often, when I would be in my room, I would notice these paper lanterns swinging around without being touched. At first, I assumed it was from the change in air pressure from opening and closing my door or possibly the AC unit. Eventually, they started swinging when I had been sitting in my room for hours without opening any doors or with no AC or heat on. This kept bothering me because I could not figure out for the life of me what was causing it. One night, as I was lying on my bed watching TV, and had been there for a few hours prior, I noticed one of the lanterns starting to swing. I had seen enough ghost shows to know that it is possible to catch paranormal happenings on camera. So at this point, I decided to start filming the area around the lantern and see if I could catch anything on camera. I truly believed I would see nothing, but I had no other explanation of why these lanterns kept spinning and moving on their own. I filmed for about 5 minutes, then stopped after seeing nothing different. At that point, I was ready to give up until I decided to play back the video I had just taken. As I watched, I was stunned in silence when about 3 minutes in, you could see a white orb float across the screen. I had never seen anything like this in my life. It was nighttime. Mm. There was nothing in my room that could have possibly caused that kind of reflection. I didn't see anything with my own eyes except for the lantern spinning. This truly terrified me. After this incident, I was convinced that the spirit of a Civil War soldier was lurking in our home. Luckily, by the time this incident happened, I only had a couple more months in the house, and I was able to stay with friends if I needed to. Nothing ever happened to make me feel at risk, so I don't think this entity intended any harm. The happenings just spooked me enough to take a few days away from the house once in a while. I hope you enjoyed these stories. Keep up the fantastic work with the show. I love listening every day. So what do you think that could have been?
Oh, that was definitely something. I mean, when you've eliminated all those other possibilities, you know, no windows are open, no air conditioner heater come on. There's just nothing to make it move. It's just moving.
Yeah, she debunked it. She did the best to debunk it. I couldn't debunk it.
I would have probably taken them down, you know, right away, out of sight, out of mind, you know.
Right. Because so if they're not up there, they can't be spinning.
They can't be spinning, right? But wow, how fascinating about the video.
Yeah, to not see an orb and then it's right there.
Gosh. That was good thinking on her part to stop and video it.
Yeah, but she
interesting.
But she had been in denial for a while. Let's just face it, because she's like the bed, the blanket's moving and pulling off, and she's like, guess it's just heavy.
It's interesting that she jumped to the Civil War thing.
Well, because she said that the town was built on a Civil War battlefield.
Right. And so, I mean, it definitely could be, but it could have been something else too from the house that had been in the house, you know, as well. But somehow she felt like it was the Civil War thing.
I mean, if your town's built on a Civil War battlefield where that number of people died, I would probably go there myself.
Yeah. I would love to visit there.
We have so many places we have to go.
I know. Everybody's given me ideas where I want to go to all these great towns and visit.
We've got to start saving up some money.
We have a great-great-grandfather that was in the Civil War. And he was in 19 battles in the Civil War. And he went on to go out west and homestead and meet Buffalo Bill. And lots of other things happened to him in his life. But they said he would never talk about his time in the Civil War. He would never talk about that. He would talk about all these other things he did in his life, but he wrote about a lot of other things, but he would not talk about that at all. And so the trauma of the Civil War on these men that were in it, you know, I can see that if they hadn't made it out of the Civil War, you can understand why they're still, you know, they're having a hard time putting that.
And I don't understand how he was in all those battles and made it out. That's a creepy little story. But, you know, it doesn't sound like anything that was going to hurt her, but definitely something that wanted her attention.
Yeah.
So if you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com. You can try it 3 days free. See how you like it. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.